Within her domain, then, we come to the imagery of the Lord. And this imagery may be in either masculine or feminine form. It's one of the curiosities of our Western religion that we insist on the ultimate divine being imaged in masculine form. Since the ultimate is beyond pairs of opposites, why this? The Indians speak of one's chosen deity. One's own peculiar psychology is what determines the image that will speak to one most eloquently and carry one on. Now, the prime image, the prime divine representation of the soul of the world, the image of the world, is the goddess herself. And with respect to living beings, she is both their mother and their consumer. She brings us forth, she takes us back. And from the standpoint of the individual afraid of death, she is therefore a horrendous aspect. But insofar as our worship of her can relieve us of the commitment to our bodies and relieve us of the fear of death, give us rather the sense of returning to our source, she could be said to free us from this little ego ring that binds us in. And she is depicted as absolutely black. Her name, Kali, means that. She is that, beyond all imaging, that darkness, that mystery, out of which all things come and back into which they go. And she is depicted as standing on the prostrate white form of her spouse, namely Shiva, whom I'll be talking about in a minute. He is represented in this dead form, as it were, inert, in the sense of being symbolic of that transcendent which begets us through the goddess. This is the couple that is represented in the most common object of worship throughout India, namely the symbol of the lingam yoni, the male and female organs in conjunction. And this symbol is always represented as though the lingam were penetrating the yoni from beneath, as though the abyssal mystery were injecting the energy of life into this womb of the world within which we are. And standing before such an image, we ought to think of ourselves as contemplating the mystery of the pouring of energy, the energy of being, into the sphere of being, which is the goddess womb. Now, in these religions of the East, as I said last week, we do not have the idea of a personal creator who determines to create and so brings about an initial moment in cosmic history and finally is there when the world ends. There is no beginning for time. There is no end for time. Time thinking is thinking involved in this womb world and does not touch the problem of eternity. Eternity is not a long time. It is another dimension. It is that dimension which time thinking shuts out from us. And so, there never was a creation. But there is a continuous creating going on. This energy is pouring in through every cell of our beings right now, all over the place here, and throughout the building. This is a sense of the whole universe as alive, the whole universe as a moment, you might say, of procreation. And that is the sense of this wonderful mystery of the image.